just hanging with the boys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Hello.
And we're back.
Welcome to fucking Splooge City. The only podcast that recaps the paywall and free episode of Cumtown, folks.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. We're back.
Yep.
Back in black. Speaking of black, just ordered that new suit. I don't know. Did I talk about this last week?
You got a new suit?
Yeah.
I think probably, yeah.
I don't know. Running out of content, guys.
Don't worry, folks. We just got to get to the end of the month. We're all going to do something together, and then we'll probably talk about that.
More stories.
Yeah.
Well, I guess to catch you up with moi, I've been getting into PC gaming lately.
PC game, the master race.
Yeah, I don't have a PC. I've been trying to run things on my little laptop.
Yeah, you know, that thing, little Acer.
Yeah, dude, that thing fights for its life.
Thing sounds like a jet engine, just
sometimes, yeah. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I just bought this. Am I really gonna fry it?
Yes.
You know what I mean? This is like $1,000 laptop.
What game are you playing?
So
Stardew Valley?
Nah, like what the fuck?
Cooking Mama 2.
Dude, I
the
love
emulator.
Cooking Mama, yo, people slept on Cooking Mama.
Dude, Cooking Mama was slapped, yo.
Hell yeah.
We had that for the DS.
Yeah.
Dude, that game rocked.
Yep. And you could do like the you can, like, party up and fight against each other, so you can do it fastest.
Yeah.
But
Super Smash, fucking add Cooking Mama to the mix, man.
Yo, that would be like I would get the new.
Yeah, I would.
But they're not doing another Smash, are they?
No, I think they're just gonna keep adding.
Yeah, they're just gonna keep adding characters. We'll have like 300 in like 5 years.
300. Yeah.
Sweet. Now I've been getting to like RPGs or MMORPGs or whatever they're called.
So like what's that one in like that's like, big in South Korea? It's an MMO RPG. It's like sci-fi fantasy.
Think of like Diablo.
I know what, yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. Fuck, what's that?
Yeah,
it's
this,
like Star something.
StarCraft?
Yes, StarCraft.
No, StarCraft is not. That's like the that's like Age of Civilizations where you like control the map.
Yeah, that's not MMORPG.
No.
G?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Oh, there's a StarCraft 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, that's been out since like we were in high school.
Yeah, since 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, Blizzard made it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Blizzard. Speaking of, I think, was it Microsoft? Microsoft bought everybody.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, but I've been getting into that lately. It's been fun. You know, the wifey doesn't like it, but.
Ugh. The man. Sorry, I'm looking at Chutzpah's lunch menu.
Yeah, dude, you want to get lunch later?
Yeah, do you want to go to Chutzpah?
Maybe, dude. I just had a fat ass breakfast. I just had like 6 Eggos and like 3 eggs.
And yeesh.
Like 4 slices of bread.
The Esther, the mother of all grilled sandwiches. Pastrami, Munster cheese, sweet peppers, and spicy chutzpah mustard.
I don't remember if I got that or I got the corned beef last time.
Oh, they do barbecue?
Hmm. I didn't know they do barbecue.
Barbecue corner. Just because we're from NYC doesn't mean we know. Wait, what? Doesn't mean we don't know how to queue. Sandwich or. Oh, my God.
There are some Southerners that would beg to differ.
So I was thinking about that. Like being from like Northern Virginia is an interesting, not so much predicament, but it's like, you know, like when you, you know, when you tell someone you're from Virginia, you know, I definitely make it like known that like I'm from Northern Virginia, you know, I'm not like, you know, from the South, but like the minute I go out of state and they're like, you know,
the fuck's in Virginia.
Yeah, or they're like, you're like, do you know Southern cuisine? I'm like, fuck you, bro. I'm from the South, you know? Like,
technically, historically, yeah.
Historically, yes. But, like, you know, for instance, last time I was in Iowa, okay. Someone was like, hey, man, do you know, like, have you, like, do you have barbecue? I'm like, dude, I'm from the fucking South. Like, of course I've had barbecue.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm anywhere on, like, the East Coast or in this area, I'm like, nah, dude, I live in Northern Virginia. I'm not a fucking Southern dweller.
Yeah, yeah.
So, something I was thinking about.
You pick and choosing which stereotypes apply to you.
Yes.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Yes.
I feel like everybody does it, dude. I just cop out. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm from D.C.
From D.C., the district.
Oh, you live in D.C.? No, no, no. Like, just
I'm like 20 minutes from, you know, the Franconia Springfield.
But I worked there for like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So, eat it.
Fuck.
I mean, would I say like that I know, like, technically speaking, mm-hmm. I would say no. Like, I feel like Virginia doesn't have that much of a barbecue presence.
No, not exactly.
To be able to be like, yeah, like, we know fucking good barbecue. Like, we don't.
No, there's no, yeah, there's no, like, you know, like.
What the fuck do, you know, Mission Barbecue?
Mission Airy Barbecue.
And they're not even that good. Like, I've had good barbecue before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Virginia's definitely not a place to go for it.
Right, because, like, you know, when you think of barbecue staples, it's, you know, the Carolinas, Texas, mm-hmm. Kentucky, Tennessee. Virginia's not in the
like
mix.
The deep South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way below the Mason-Dixon line, brother. Yeah. So, yes. You went to New York City, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did go to New York City last week. Yeah, like,
how was that?
Day after. It was good, man. So, it was me, my cousin, and one of our friends.
I got friends.
And we linked up with our other buddy that he...
Can I get some of these?
Yeah, yeah, dude, they're good, man.
Yeah,
the
they
s'more
are good.
Snack mix.
Yeah.
He is staying at his buddy's place because his buddy's out of town.
Okay.
So he's just kind of like loitering.
Loiter squad.
Yeah, he's squatting at his apartment.
Cool.
Which is in a nice area. It's like
in New York.
Yeah, it's like a 10-15 minute walk from Times Square.
Fuck Times Square. Am I right, real New Yorkers?
But dude, man, those apartments are crazy, man. No, go ahead.
Yeah, fuck Times Square. All my real New Yorkers know.
What you know about Soho, bro?
I was going to ask you, did you eat at a Carbone in Soho?
No, so we were stomping around, you know, Times Square area for the most part. And I think we...
Damn, these are good.
Yeah, we were just around Chinatown for the most part.
So
that's where we got most of the food. So I didn't get any American fare, quote unquote American.
Carbone's Italian, but
yeah,
not to mince words.
Why
do they call it that?
What?
Carbone. Cars don't have bones.
Oh my god!
you know,
you're asking the wrong dude, man.
It's the guy's last name, the Le Cook or Le Chef.
Le Chef, yo Chef.
The culinary engineer.
Yeah.
That's what you should put on a resume if you're a line cook.
Gastronomist. That's a thing, though, but I think that's like food science. It's like when you're starting to get deep into that shit.
Yeah.
Where like how molecules rearrange and like affects taste and stuff.
I got a food science book for Christmas.
That's cool.
It's
like gastronomy, like you're doing like the science-y shit?
No, it was fuck. I'm going to look up what it's called, and then we'll revisit this.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So just break down NYC.
So we drove there. So we left at like 7 a.m., mm-hmm. a little bit earlier. We got there around like 11-something.
Mm-hmm.
But, and we went on a Sunday. So, like, honestly, traffic wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, traffic there, in my opinion, just that day, maybe I just went on a good day, man. But, like, it's better than D.C. traffic.
Interesting.
But the way people drive give me a lot of anxiety.
Hey, I'm driving here.
It wasn't so much people yelling, but there was like a lot of like honking.
Yeah.
And like if somebody is like halfway out into the road trying to park or something, mm-hmm. people don't give a fuck. They just weave. Like that's it doesn't awesome. Matter if you're like there. They're like, dude, it's like they'll just cut you off right away. It's one of those, you know, they Dale Earnhardt that shit. And it's either like, you know, you can get over or you can have a bad day.
Raise hell, praise Dale.
Yeah, so I adjusted to that really fast. But I was definitely, like, mentally exhausted just trying to keep track of everything. Because, like, you know, I had my head on a swivel because I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, I'm trying to read signs, lights, you know, because I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm trying to look for parking at the same time.
Yeah, what was the parking situation like?
It wasn't that bad.
Do you find like a...
It's like DC parking. You know, you might have to drive around the blocks, you know, like a few times, but, you know, you find parking. We only parked like two, maybe three times while we were there. Oh, the rest of the time, we're just walking. I think I got my steps. We hit like 17,000.
Wow.
17,000 steps in one day.
A real New York experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you go to a bodega?
No.
You get a chopped cheese?
No.
Or,
No, we went to this dim sum spot that was really good. And then after that, we went shopping. We hit, you know, the big stores. We hit Uniqlo.
They only have like a three-story Clo there.
Yeah, dude, it's like three or four stories. And, dude, it's big.
I bet.
Big, big.
The Clo.
Yeah, it's 10 times bigger than anything we have here.
Yeah, I bet.
What? The selection's crazy, though. I think when I was there, I spent a total of like $300, $400.
You probably buy like everything at the Uniqlo at Tyson's for $300.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comparing merchandise and inventory.
Yeah, unfortunately, they didn't really have a lot of stuff on sale, so I bought, you know, I had to buy pants that were, like, full price.
Pants.
But that's, like, the New York way.
Oh, I'm paying full price here.
Went to the Nike store. That was cool. That was, like, four or five stories.
Wow. How many Roshi runs do you think, you know?
I don't think those are it anymore.
They're not. You know, they're kind of like, you know, you make fun of Roshi runs now.
Hmm.
Which is funny, because
they're still comfy.
Yeah. You can buy a Roshi Runs golf shoes. So, like, what Nike's doing now, they're trying, you know, like, the big appeal to golf right now is how to make golf cool and, like, you know, appear interesting to young folk.
Yeah.
So, what Nike's doing is, like, releasing shoes that, like, they normally have, but with golf, like, spikes on them.
Oh, interesting.
So, you can get, like, some dunks.
That dude at the Olympics.
Yeah, he's got some PJs on.
Yeah, he's got the ice pads or whatever. The Grippas.
Our PRs. I can't remember what type of shoes he was.
I'm not a sneakerhead. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but that dude rocks. The curler.
Yeah, he's got that sweet mullet going on.
Yeah. The book I found was called The Food Lab: Better Cooking Through Science.
Oh, so they just break down why things taste better and how to make it.
Yeah. So, like, the author went to MIT and got bit by the cooking bug while he was at MIT. And, you know, like, you know, using his fucking science brain, he was like, I think I can break down cooking.
Yeah, like, why don't we just burger hamburger patties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, in his intro. About
that Maillard reaction, bro.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. Like, in the intro, that's all, like, it's about burgers and it's that reaction.
I love Maillard, bro.
Maillard.
But, yeah. What else did we hit there? We had H&M.
Heute und Morgen.
H&M was huge. We saw the Rockefeller Fountain or whatever the fuck, the ice skating rink there. Mm-hmm. And then we went to that giant-ass toy store that's, like, right next to the fountain.
Yes.
I forget what it's called, but it's big.
To the internet. So, yeah, that's cool, man.
We hit the Nintendo store. Last time I was there, it was still the Pokemon Center.
Pokemon.
So I was kind of upset that it just turned into a Nintendo store. I kind of like the whole Pokemon theme of it, but
yeah, especially now that the new Pokemon game is out.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I've not kept up with any of the Pokemon games since like Diamond and Pearl.
Same.
Like the first one, not the re-release that they did.
Yeah. Like now it's like open world. It looks like completely 3D.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Not fair, man. It ain't fair.
The fuck else did we do?
So what did you eat? You had dim sum.
So we had the dim sum.
FAO Schwartz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
On 30 Rockefeller Plaza.
Yep. Dude, that place is huge. It's really cool though, too. It's like those toy stores that you like see in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They had like the piano on the ground.
Oh, like from Big?
Yeah, I think so.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Where else did we go?
So what borough were you in? Like, it's Manhattan?
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy.
What borough? You can tell we're real New Yorkers, folks. Borough only has one R. What borough is the Rockefeller Center in? What borough is Rochester, New York in?
What?
Yeah, that was a Google. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're a little north.
That's your Google search.
No, bro, I know all the boroughs. Well, I think I know all the boroughs.
Yeah, I have no idea what borough we were in. Any of them.
Rochester,
So,
beep-boop, Times Square. Yeah, that's Manhattan, isn't it?
I think so.
It is, yes.
So we're in Manhattan.
Look at me, folks.
We were going to go to Soho, but I guess we got sidetracked anyways.
Yeah.
It's okay. Another day. That's like where all like the hype brands and stuff are.
Mm-hmm. So, and the Soho House.
Yeah. Next time. I don't know what that is, but next time.
Yeah.
We should all go.
Fuck Carbone. Just kidding.
But, yeah, so.
Just kidding.
We went to Chinatown, and we went to this like, hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Some might call it a bodega.
No, it was definitely like a hole in the wall. Like, but the thing is, though, there was a line out the door for this little hole in the wall. And then I was like, what's good here? And Todd's like, I don't know, just pick something. I only got three things on the menu.
Okay, what are the three things? Chopped cheese, duck, bacon, egg and cheese.
Duck, chicken, and pork.
The three essential meats.
Yeah, that's it. And it was so funny, bro. Like, this is when you know it's like OG as fuck.
Pop my fucking back.
Because, you all right?
Yeah. You know, I just, like, you know, I feel like I got, like, gamer posture going on.
Dude, that's me, so man. I noticed that I've been, like, leaning into my, like, little tiny little laptop monitor. So, I got, like, the crazy nerd neck going on. Yeah.
I've done that joke. I've done the nerd neck joke before.
Stupid. But, yeah, we walk into the store.
Yeah.
And it's, like, fucking every stereotype, like, out the door.
Or, like, in your face,
I should say.
Okay.
For that little spot. Come in, just a fucking, like, you know, they're wearing, like, the tall chef's hat.
Oh, okay.
And just dirty-ass, like, you know, white shirts and stuff. Yeah, with dirty, like, chef's coat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, what you want to order? And I was like, what? And he's like, beef, chicken, duck, what you want?
You're like, wasting his time, man. Time's money
like,
in
I was
there.
Like, I was like, yo, fucking, you know, like.
Give me number two.
Give me pig, bro. And he's like, all right, pig. And he's like, okay, 5 minutes, okay? I was like, all right. And it's like there's no seating. It's literally like, you know, like a deli style.
Yeah.
They got like dirty ass window that you can see them kind of cook through. If you can like find a clean spot.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was out in five minutes, and then the dude's awesome. Like, dude's like $5, and it's like, dude, they portion it like for $5, bro. You got yourself like a meal.
Yeah.
For another $2, you've got lunch and dinner.
New York, baby, nothing better.
Like flavor wise, you know, yeah. I thought, you know, like. It hit all the right notes. It just wasn't seasoned enough.
Right.
So I thought it was kind of bland. But for the fucking price.
Can't beat it. $5.
$5.
You can't get shit here for $5.
No. I mean, you get McDonald's, but even then.
Right. But, you know, you can't go like we're going to go to.
It's not fresh made. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get anything fresh made here for $5.
If we're going to go to Chutzpah, and I'm like, what can I get for $5? They're just going to spit in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like matzo ball soup, but they, you know, it's a small.
Right.
They give you half the ball.
hold the matzo.
That was dope as fuck. We went there, and then we went to this bakery,
mm-hmm.
and, like, dude, it's crazy, man. Like, Chinatown, it's, like, its own ecosystem.
Mm.
Like, no, none of the vendors there fucking speak English.
Wow.
Yeah, I was talking to, I was trying to, like, explain to this lady, I'm like, we're trying to get, you know, the pineapple buns? I don't know if you're hip to those.
Mm-mm.
They're custard filled, and they got, like, that golden sweet crust on top. You get them at, like, dim sum spots.
Did we have it when we got dinner?
I think they were out the day we went.
Damn.
But I was just trying to ask this lady, like, is it filled? Is it custard filled?
Yeah.
You know, egg custard? And she's like, huh? I'm like, is it filled? You know, is there stuffing
mm-hmm.
inside? She's like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, oh fuck, okay. I was like, inside, you know, is there cream inside? She's like, no. She's like, what is it? She still didn't understand me.
Mm-hmm.
She turned to like the manager. She's like speaking Chinese. And she's like, what's he saying? She's like, what are you looking for? And I was like, yo, like egg custard bun. She's like, no egg custard, sold out. And I was like, damn, dude,
fuck.
I know. And it was like 3 p.m. or something like that. No, it was like 4 or 5, man.
Wow.
And
crazy.
They already sold out. So we're like, fuck,
man.
But they were good.
New York.
We had went to this boba spot. That was pretty solid. I wish I had it fresh, man. But, like, I was running around so much, I didn't even get a chance to, like, pop my drink open. But they make all their shit, like, in-house and stuff, which is dope. Yeah.
Sick, man.
And we went to this spot that does the Japanese cheesecake, the Jiggly cheesecake.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get to try any. Our homegirl got one to bring home. But I feel like it's one of those things you just got to have it, like, on the spot while it's fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I imagine if you don't have it
it'll
fresh.
Deflate. It's like a souffle cheesecake.
Yeah. Souffle. Oh, enchanté.
Yeah, that was it for the most part. Oh, I guess to round out the trip, for dinner, we got we went to the Ichiran Ramen.
Okay.
It's the Japanese chain that came over here. Mm. It was pretty good. Okay. It's not bad. I liked how rich the broth was.
Rich and full of flavor.
I wish the noodles were a hair thicker because I feel like they got soft fast. You know what I mean? It's like
sucking up all that broth.
As like a connoisseur,
yeah,
quotes, in quotes. You know, you want like, you know, extra firm noodles, you know, like extra garlic and things like that. I mean, it's preference at the end of the day, but I think the broth flavor was good. And the only thing I had to complain about it was the chashu. It's like the pork slices.
Okay.
They were like paper thin. Yeah.
It just melts in your mouth.
No.
Oh. All right.
I mean, there was some chew to it. I like the texture. I just wish it was like a more substantial piece.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, all in all, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I would give it like a 7 out of 10. It's definitely better than anything we have in Virginia.
The South.
Yeah, the South.
Yeah.
And the whole reason why we planned this whole New York trip was because we're picking up bottles.
The Hennessy VSCOs.
No.
Yeah.
VSOP.
Whatever.
Yeah. But we went up to get the limited edition Year of the Tiger bottles.
Yeah, I saw them online. They look pretty sick.
Yeah. I'll let you hold mine.
Should we just get flicked up with it?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of bottles, the other day, like literally like 3 days after we got back from New York City.
Yeah.
My cousin hit me up again and he's like, yo, they just dropped a new bottle in DC. And this is the Maluma collab.
What's that?
Maluma. Maluma's the Latino artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is.
He's a singer.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's popular. But his bottle looks cool. It's like purple and gold.
Hennessy.
Yeah, I'll show you the picture later.
If we had, what would our Hennessy bottle look like?
Probably.
We just do our logo, like the blue and yellow.
I don't know about the logo. Maybe just to keep the color scheme.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if we would have a logo on it. Maybe like at the top is like a stamp.
Yeah.
Or like on the cap.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. It would be cool. Yo, shout out. Yo, okay. Hennessy. Yo, let us do a fucking custom bottle.
Yeah.
We only want two.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we need. Folks, go to your local...
Charge us like 100-something bucks.
Folks, go to your local liquor store, or if you don't have a liquor store because you have your state that's cool, go up to the counter, purchase two bottles of Hennessy, and say, Guys Being Dudes sent me, and let me talk to your manager. So then you could tell the manager to get in touch with the Hennessy people.
Dude, you know how crazy? Okay, so think of it like this. Like, if someone had that big of a following where they could tell people just like, yo, just to fuck with someone,
yeah,
everyone go out and do this.
Yeah, can you imagine the power?
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, hey, so everybody go to your local liquor store, wherever the fuck you buy your liquor from, and ask them if they have the GBD limited edition bottle.
Yeah, so then the manager is like, oh, fuck, we don't have this. So they get in touch with Hennessy, and they're like, what's the fucking GBD Hennessy bottle?
Everybody just call Hennessy corporate and just be like, yo.
Where's the GBD bottle? All right, all fucking 15 of you in your spare time, go do that.
Do you think we would even have a blip on the radar? Do you think they would pass it? It's like, yo, like, we just got 15 calls in one day about this GBD. Like,
is this a thing?
Do they know something we don't?
That'd be funny.
And we just get a
kind of fail our way. Oh yeah, cease and desist.
Just get another cease and desist from
shit.
From it's like, hey guys, stop fucking around.
I know. I'd frame that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
I'd frame the cease and desist. Yeah, I'd ask them, like, can you send two? We want to frame these, and they're like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, that'd be sick. Hennessy be an awesome collab, bro.
Or I mean, just even the like custom.
Yeah. One day when this podcast reaches right 1,500 people.
Ooh, got to close out that tab. We're in private mode.
Wah, wah, wah.
What am I looking at?
Hennessy. Yeah, dude. Hennessy and Pepsi, not that bad. Not that great, but it's not that bad.
Pepsi. Oh, you had it with Pepsi?
I was at the airport. That's all they had.
Oh, ew. They didn't even have Coke?
No, that was Pepsi products. Fuck? Yeah. Fuck Reagan National. You know what's good? That.
Hennessy and apple juice.
Ooh. So I saw this TikTok and I wanted to try it. It's they used Remy Martin, but you know, cognac. They did Remy Martin and that Martelli's sparkling cider.
Mm-hmm.
So to your Hennessy and apple juice, just make it bubbly, and I bet that's really good.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. They poured in like big styrofoam cups. It looked awesome. I was like, that seems like a whole ass vibe I want to get on.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, yeah. So they can do custom, but it's like lame custom.
Oh. It's like, yeah, tag your screen print onto it. Yeah, I see. Folks, we're going to make our own custom bottle, then resell it for $1,000. One lucky fan could be the sole proprietor of the only Guys Being Dudes bottle ever made. Folks, go ahead and write in to 98 Rock and tell them Guys Being Dudes sent you for the Hennessy bottle. Oh, that's cool. I like the colors.
Yeah, the purple and yellow.
What does VSOP stand for? Very supple, ominous presence.
Old pale. I thought it was very special old pale, but it's very superior old pale.
Very supple. That's a funny word, supple.
Like nipple.
Yeah, like I feel like that's only a word you use when you're horny, you know? When you're describing breasts. Like, that's all, the only time I've seen is like supple breasts.
Well, what does supple even mean?
I don't know.
See, we're just saying things. We don't even know.
Siri, what does supple mean?
As an adjective, supple means bending and moving easily and gracefully, flexible. Do you want to hear the remaining one?
No. So you have flexible boobs?
It said easily moved around, so soft.
Oh. Yeah, I could see that.
Or like the sapling is very supple.
Supple.
Tender roots.
Tender. Do you see what I sent? I sent you a link. We should get Suki one of those.
So supple, so sweet.
So supple, so sweet. Nice alliteration, bro.
Oh, you sent me some?
Yeah. This is what we can get Suki for his birthday.
Oh.
It'd be the... But for the price, it's got to be a communal hat.
Get the fuck out of here.
The Chrome Hearts fuck trucker hat.
Dude, you know what's funny, man? Fucking, my old uniform at my last job. Like, I had, like, two different people in the same week come up. I was like, bro, is that a Chrome Hearts shirt?
I'm no.
Like, no. Like, this is my uniform. You're like, oh, I swear it was like Chrome Hearts and stuff.
Bro, you chromed out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, no, but they're like, damn, like, I didn't realize. I thought you were just, like, bougie, because this shit was, like, fucked up. Like, bleach stains and, like,
yeah,
you know, just, like, food all over it and stuff.
Yeah, that's
they're like,
funny.
They're like, god damn.
No, I have to wear my stuff. Thank you. Yeah, bro. I've been frothing for the Chrome Hearts fuck trucker hat for something for a long time now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mostly because I think it's hilarious, and it retails for like $300 and up, which is insane.
You might as well get the Yankee all brim, bro.
Yo, Yankee
all brim.
Yeah. You didn't get it. Yeah, you should have got the Yankee all brim while you're in New York.
No, I'm not that dead ass.
You're. let me get a chop. Yo, Ock, let me get a chopped cheese the Ocky way. For sure, for sure. That's a TikTok, folks.
Welcome to DC, where two individuals, Ja and Mo, are the talk of the town.
I talked to Mo. It's all right.
What up, Mo?
Have you heard the slang term out like Obama?
What?
It's a DC slang term. It's always like old heads.
Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's like, Yeah, it's like, you fucking Bama boy, you know, things like that. Yeah.
He's already, you know, he's acting a fool. He's being a Bama.
Yeah.
Folks, go ahead.
I had a teacher that did that.
They called you a Bama?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he'd be like, what's up, Bama? I'm like,
fuck you.
Little suburbanite
Asian
kid. He's like, what?
Now you're like, God damn, he got one over me.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't live in D.C., feel free to use that one, folks. Tell him Mo said it was all right. Oh, all right. This is a little message to the people. On Spotify, we can ask questions, and it'd be really fucking cool.
It's a rustic, unhip person. I had to look it up just to make sure.
Rustique.
Rustic, unhip.
The rural juror.
Yeah, so basically you're just like a bumpkin.
Yeah, a little country bumpkin. Yes. So, folks, go ahead. Next time we upload, which will be this Sunday, it won't be this one. You'll hear this 2 weeks from now. Go ahead and answer the Q&A in the Spotify app. That'd be awesome. Thanks. So it's Super Bowl weekend, folks. Tomorrow's Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's the Super Bowl. Who's playing tomorrow?
Los Angeles and the Cincinnati Bengals. So congratulations to
Los Angeles Rams.
And we always knew the game would either be
23-20.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. We called it. I'm going to go in later and just use Microsoft Sam and say, like, congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals or the Los Angeles Rams.
You saying the Bengals?
Yeah. Last week we picked who was going to win.
Everyone loves an underdog story.
Yes.
I'm going to say the Rams. I'm going to stick with my.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow the herd.
So congratulations to
Los Angeles Rams. All right.
Yeah, Super Bowl weekend, big game tomorrow.
What the fuck?
Condoms? Those are for fucking pussies. I can't read the small print, can I?
It says, I feel like that's right, and I kind of feel like that's wrong.
I get it. This guy.
This guy gets it.
This guy, he's going places. He gets it, folks.
Yep.
What happened to me this week?
Yeah, what's up with you?
Not a whole lot. Went to the driving range for the first time in a long time. A little rusty, but not as rusty as it was when I was first starting out. Yeah, trying to get back into golf slowly but surely. So that's that. Went to CrossFit today.
Would you ever, like, if you get into golf, are you actually going to, like, play like holes?
Yeah.
Is that, like, the end goal?
Yeah, well, I think the end goal is to be able to play holes, like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to try to schedule
remember you mentioned you and your brother tried doing it.
Yeah, we
did. And, like, the people behind you caught up really fast.
Yes. Yeah, the first time we played, yeah, we had to wave the group behind us forward because, you know, it was our first time.
And yeah.
We spent most of the times, like, most of the time in the woods looking for our ball. So, yeah, there's a very small course. We're up in College Park.
Okay.
It's
that's not a country club, so you can play.
Or? Right. It's owned by the the county. So
okay,
prices aren't too bad. And it's like the most is a par four, so it's not that like challenging. Or in theory, it's not supposed to be that challenging.
Par four isn't that standard?
I don't know what the standard. Well, I guess par three is the lowest you can go. Yeah, it's usually like 3 through 5 are your pars. So yeah. I guess 4 would be the standard. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I had to work through that. I'm getting hot now. Ooh, talking about myself makes me hot, folks.
And bothered.
Yes. What else? Went to CrossFit today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How long has it been?
I guess since last week. Last Saturday.
Oh, okay. So you go like once a week?
Yeah.
That's good.
Sucked. Let's see. And the music's always terrible. Like, I don't understand why they play the worst music.
What do you mean?
At these places. Like
TikTok songs or?
No, it's just like really bad remixes. Like they'll try to remix like they'll try to remix like an AC/DC song and like a rap song together.
Who's got aux?
It's usually the instructor. But I don't think they play, like, at least the...
I don't think it's their music. I think it's allowed to play.
Yeah, I imagine they, like, use an app or some type of software that'll, like CrossFit Radio, you know?
Yeah, so I think, I don't know, somebody correct me if I'm wrong on this, but...
Let us know in the Q&As.
You're not allowed to use Spotify at your business, so you have to get, like, a designated... You have to buy a playlist, basically, to be able to play at your store.
Okay.
Something like that.
So that makes sense, because I was listening to this one podcast, and one of the hosts is a DJ, and the hotel he was at, like, same thing. He was saying, like, they can't buy Spotify. Like, they have to, like you said, buy the, you know, set sort of songs, and one of his songs is one of those set sort of songs.
Yeah.
That's a nice alliteration. Yes. But, yeah, the music's just fucking awful, so... But you don't go to listen to music, so. Oh, look at this. Deja vu. I feel like I looked at the ingredients before. Yeah. What else is going on with me? Not a whole lot. I've been watching that Book of Boba show. I've been watching fucking that John Cena show. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christina and I have been watching Studio Ghibli.
Mm-hmm. It's on Ghibli, HBO Max.
Ghibli.
Sponsor the pod.
Yeah. Now, Hayao Miyazaki's just going to blow cigarette smoke in your face and tell you to go fuck yourself.
That'd be a funny. Let's like just ASMR. You just hear him like rip that heater.
You know, like, Japanese, you'd be like, shine, which is like, go kill yourself.
And that's it?
Yes, daddy.
That's the whole podcast, like a minute and a half.
Yeah. Flew all the way from Japan just to tell us...
Go kill yourself.
Two Guaylos.
Guaylo.
Sorry. Gaijin.
Gaijins.
You know what TK stands for? I don't know.
Donkey Kong.
Drift King.
Great movie, folks.
Drift? What's Drift?
Drift? What do I know about Drift? Bama Boy.
Dude, man, something. In that last... Fast and the Furious movie, spoiler alerts.
Furious 9?
Yeah.
I did not see it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Okay, I don't want to spoil it then.
You go ahead. I don't think I'm going to see it.
Well, basically, like, you see the white guy again from Tokyo Drift.
Right.
He looks old as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, it's been, like, what, 10 years?
Probably, yeah.
Almost 10 years. When did that come out? 2008, I think?
Had to be.
I think so. So, yeah, it's been over 10 years. Holy shit. Yeah. So, dude did not age well. But then, like, the original cast all looks the same.
Interesting.
Except Paul Walker, because, you know.
R.I.P. the GOAT.
Well, yeah, Vin Diesel looks the same, basically.
Nice.
Just bigger.
He's got more family in him.
Double me.
For you.
What's that?
Right you are, and boy, are you off to a great start. Yeah, enjoy the moment.
The Alex Trebek affirmation soundboard.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No.
I want to hear Alex Trebek.
Trebek. He died.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. one of the goats, man.
Generations of people talent. Watched his show.
Yeah, bro. I love Jeopardy, man.
Who's hit or miss? You know what I liked? I like Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
It just seemed more fun.
Pat Sajak.
I mean? Yeah. It just seemed more lighthearted.
See, I don't know.
Dude, you know what's funny? Like, growing up, I always got the Wheel of Fortune guy mixed up with fucking...
Price is Right?
No. The white dude from fucking Men in Black. Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, you got it.
I don't know.
Pat Sajak and Tommy Lee Jones
mixed up. I don't know why.
That's funny.
I don't know why. But, like, to me, I was just like, they just look so similar.
Maybe they are the same. Have we ever seen Pat Sajak and Tommy Lee Jones in the same room together?
You know, it's like, I'm not saying
I'm
not Batman.
But I'm not, we might have cracked the code here, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Like Denzel and Morgan Freeman.
The Zell's up for a Grammy.
No shit.
Yeah. An Oscar, sorry.
For what?
He did...
Equalizer 2.
Equalizer 2, Two Guns, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. They did they made a movie of the Macbeth.
Training Day.
Training Day.
That was a good one.
My only beef with training day is, like, we're supposed to believe all this took place in one day.
Was it really?
I think so, yeah. Oh, it's shit. Like, yeah.
I just remember Snoop Dogg made an appearance in
Snoop.
There.
Snoop. Yeah, he's the paraplegic
drug dealer.
Drug dealer. They made a movie of Macbeth, The Tragedy of Macbeth. And the Zell is up for a nomination.
For the Macbeth movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Apparently it's all in black and white. I probably won't see it. All right, here we go, folks. Let's just break down the nominees this year.
Yo, that 1941 movie was good, man. I can't stop.
That was good. I
can't
stop
thinking about it. It's like one shot. Yeah. Just,
yeah.
How hard is that?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know how much was green screen, so I'm going to believe it was all practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine if you fucked up, you had to go from the top again.
Yeah. I think there was that one moment where things, like, blacked out.
Yeah.
And it was just sound. So I think that was where they were like, okay.
We can cut here.
Reset and just fucking, like, make sure everything is, like, perfect smooth.
Yeah. So for actors in a leading role, Javier Bardem in the movie Macbeth. Being the Ricardos. Oh. Never saw that. Benedict Cumberbatch, The Power of the Dog. Didn't see that. Andrew Garfield. For his role in Spider-Man. Just kidding. Tick, tick, boom. Richard. Oh, my God. Will Smith in King Richard and Denzel Washington in The Tragedy of Macbeth. So.
Huh. We haven't seen, like, any of those.
No. Folks, the only blank of a dog I recognize is Temple of the Dog. In the bloody table, the mouths are choking, but I'm going hungry. I'm going hungry.
I don't think I've ever listened to that.
It's got the.
I've never heard that song.
It's the song. The band's called Temple of a Dog.
Oh, okay.
It's
not hip.
It's got the lead singer from Soundgarden, Chris Cornell.
Okay.
And the lead singer from Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder. So the dude's doing the low vote. The low is Eddie Vedder, and the guy doing the high is Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
So
hi, would you like something to eat?
So yeah. Yeah, dude, like, some of the movies that are going up, like, I've never heard of. Animated feature film Encanto's going up. Nice. Oh, man, I don't give a fuck about the Oscars, so that's fun.
Yeah, when's an Asian guy going to get an Oscar?
It's got to be.
I think Jackie got one.
I don't think Mr. Miyagi, the dude who played Mr. Miyagi, got one. I think he got robbed.
By?
Whoever won it that year.
What, somebody like, oh, okay. They weren't just like, Mr. Miyagi, fuck you, and they took his shit.
It got redacted. Dude, I was watching a video. The actor who played Mr., like, you've seen Karate Kid, right? Or at least know of it.
Okay, so these are people that have gotten Academy Awards, but.
Yeah, that's an Oscar. Karate.
Michelle Yeoh. Dude, she's an OG.
Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, Hayao Miyazaki got one.
Hmm.
The studio Ghibli guy. Yeah.
Who's going to tell us to go kill ourselves?
I think this other guy, Junho. Bong Junho. I think he did Parasite.
Hmm.
Yeah, he did do Parasite. Ang Lee. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That movie rocks.
So yeah.
That movie fucking rocks, bro.
Oh, Constance Wu got one. Wait, did she get an award or is she nominated?
There's a difference, folks.
Yeah, Michelle Yeoh, she was like the dragon mom from Crazy Rich Asians. She's also in a shitload of old school Chinese movies and stuff, a lot of the action ones.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there's only like 7 people on this list.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Dev Patel.
Oh, didn't he do that documentary?
He's innocent, vies for Oscar nomination.
No, I'm thinking of someone else.
For Lion.
Yeah, Dave Patel. He's handsome. He was in the Green Knight.
Is it Dave or Dev?
I think it's Dev.
I'm seeing Dev.
I think you're right. D-E-V. Yeah, I'm thinking of someone else. That's on me, folks. I don't mind stealing bread. Who did he lose to? The guy who played Mr. Miyagi. 1985 Best Supporting Actor. Let's look it up, folks. The people are clamoring. Score for supporting actor. Don't know who that is. So good for him, folks. Go ahead and Google that.
So this article is kind of outdated from 2017.
Okay.
Meet the only three Asian actors who have ever won an Oscar.
All right.
So this is, let it load.
It's loading. While it's loading, folks.
Taiwanese-born Ang Lee received Academy Awards for Best Director for Brokeback Mountain and Life of Pi.
Okay. Wow, and two very different movies.
Yeah. You could say
you
that.
You could say that, yeah. I always loved him.
Best Foreign Language for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon in 2001.
That movie rocks, man.
And oh my god, fuck. No, sorry. I got since I've been looking up a lot of Hennessy stuff. Hennessy did a year of Hennessy the Year of the Dragon thing.
Yeah.
Year of the Tiger. I'm so fucked up. Year of the Tiger. They came out with an XO bottle. That shit looks sick. Man,
that looks tight as fuck.
I know. I'm so gotta go shopping hungry. Again. Yeah. It's only $200.
Oh, folks, and by 2 weeks from now when you're hitting this...
Is this targeted marketing?
Oh, dude, they're definitely listening.
No, because it's like, you know, we look up Asian shit and suddenly you just see Hennessy bottles. You're the tiger, like...
I'm pretty sure since you looked up Hennessy bottles...
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
You pull it up. pull up this Next Shark shit. See, I think it's just like you see Asian and then they're like, yeah, these motherfuckers like Henny.
They like cognac.
Yeah. We do like cognac.
I'm going hungry.
Steven Yeun makes Oscars as first nominee. What the fuck?
Nominee doesn't mean shit, man.
Yo, let a yellow brother get a yellow statue.
Yeah. Come on, folks. It's about time. Oscar's so white. Am I right?
Fucking Dumbfounded had a great line in one of his songs, Safe.
Mm-hmm.
He's like... He's rapping about being at the awards show. He's like, "Where the only yellow men I see are all statues."
Great,
cool.
Yeah. I'm going hungry.
I don't know if it's too tight or. What if we bring back the? Do we still have the slats? Do we put them on top?
Oh, maybe the slats.
Yeah, maybe that'll.
I think we chucked those.
You sure? I think I kept them. I think I threw them in the box.
Maybe that would help. It definitely would not hurt. Yeah. So. Speaking of, I've been going hungry. I don't know what sounds good. A sandwich be pretty dope.
Hey, you really want chutzpah right now, huh?
Yeah, I've been thinking about their like egg sandwich on a hero roll.
Oh, true. Yeah, I got to pick up my suit later.
Nice.
And then we have a dinner thing over. My cousin's moving across the country.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where to? I'll bleep it out. Okay.
Yeah, military or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So her hubby's moving over there, so she's going with.
Yeah.
So I think because she just finished nursing school, too, so she can get a job now. Yeah, I think she just quit a couple weeks ago. She's been chilling.
Good for her, man.
Yeah.
So ain't nothing wrong. Sorry, I'm on fucking Instagram. Ain't nothing wrong with chilling when the chilling's done right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, wishing them the best.
Where are you going to dinner?
Their house.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Over to Auntie's.
Auntie.
But, yeah.
Man. I'm going hungry.
Yeah, this one here has met the family a few times now.
Nice. When am I going to meet the family?
You've met my family.
I know I have, yeah. I don't know, bro. I just like stirring the pot. Wow, 10% off, that means fucking nothing to me.
I need to see a 5 at the front of that.
Yeah. So picking up your suit. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing the rest of the day. Probably go get some lunch. I could go to the driving range, try to work on my game.
True.
And then make a tea time.
What you got planned for, Valentine's? Nothing.
Nothing. Distance kind of puts, you know, the kibosh on all that. Mm-hmm. So
where's she? She's at UVA now?
No, she's still up in Western New York.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought she was done. I thought she came back.
No, she's
excuse me. Oh, she only got accepted, what, to UVA, right?
Yeah.
Is it UVA?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So she'll be in she'll be in Western New York till August.
No.
Sorry. Yeah, like May, June, July. Like July, August. And then by the end of August, she'll start at UVA. Mm. So quick turnaround time. Mm. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not really doing much for Valentine's Day. It's my birthday, so I'm sure we'll probably do something for him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. So
nice.
What about you? You guys doing something? Going somewhere?
No, I'm waiting for her to plan something.
Nice.
What a beautiful man.
I've been told that before.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
It's a cool compliment.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about it before. That dude gassed me up wedding.
Better than, you know, it's like, what an ugly man.
Yeah, what an ugly motherfucker, man. Fuck you. And then, you know.
You are very beautiful.
Yeah, bro. Thank you. Yeah, this dude was gassing me up. He's like, you are like the best looking dude here. And I'm like, one, I already know that. Two, please don't approach me because I know I'm good looking.
I don't know. I had a dude tell me I had a nice ass. And I was like,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. I work hard for it.
I don't.
My mama gave it to me.
There you go.
Yeah.
My mama gave it to me.
Just working with your mama gave you. Man, do I really want to go to Hotspur?
There is one. So I do use that joke sometimes. People hear my name. You know, yeah. Like, Donovan. It's like, oh, that's a really cool name. Like, thanks. My mom gave it to me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Got it for my birthday. Yeah. Thanks. I didn't choose it. Yeah. When someone's like, another one you can use is like, if someone's like, oh, you know, like, I really like your hair. Just be like, thanks. I grew it myself. You know, it's an easy one.
I've got this like, bro, fucking ultimate dad joke lined up.
All right.
It's a classic, but I can't tell you because, I don't want her to know it. She just has to see it in all its glory.
Gotcha.
Like firsthand, you know?
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm fucking pumped for Richmond at the end of the month.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's all I think about. I think about how fucking good I'm going to be looking. It's be sick, man. My little Brooks Brothers shirt.
Unfortunately, can't find a ticket for this one, so.
Just sneak her in, man.
You're just going to have to figure it out.
Get accepted to VCU's dental program by the end of the month, and you can go.
I feel bad, though. I feel bad. I got her hype for it. Man. She had her outfit picked out.
Damn. Man, I'm excited. Fuck me, man. I'm so excited.
I'm just gassed up to see Suki, you know, like.
Yeah, I get to see him in his element.
Huge, huge milestone for the homie. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. It's, you know, everything he's been working hard towards is finally kind of come to fruition.
Internship starts in 2 days.
Oh, baby.
So I'm so
sick. How you feeling?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for my equipment to show up so I can set it up.
What if it doesn't?
Then I'll have to write a very awkward email. Just be like, hey.
Hey, I didn't get any of this. And they'll be like, yeah, we listened to your podcast. So we're going to be going a different direction.
Oh, my God. You imagine?
I think about it often, actually. Just wait for that email from ethics being like, why don't you come into our office?
We have about a 30-second conversation about why you can't work here anymore.
Yeah. Just, yeah, they're like, can you explain this? And they're just going to play, our podcast.
Yeah, they'd be like, nope. And you'd be like, well, I guess we're done here.
But actually, that's not me.
Yeah, right?
I'll just deny. Or just, honestly, the perfect loophole is just saying you don't remember and just stick to it. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, yeah, they'll be like, despite you not remembering, it's here.
Yeah. Is it? I don't remember.
Can you prove that's me?
Prove it's me, bro.
Prove it. Yeah, like how many Donovans are out there?
Yeah, and how many of...
You'd be surprised.
Yep. 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 Oh, man.
Oh. I think worst case scenario, they'll just be like, you know, it's like, well, as long as you're not talking about
work.
Anything work related, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, I found out the song Drinking Problems by Midland has a Spanish version. It's fucking awesome. It's so much better than the original.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Speaking of, I think it's either September or Funky Town. There's also a Latino version of that.
Won't you take me to Funky Town?
I think it was September. To? September has a Latino version.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
The 21st night of September. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think. Let me see if I can find it.
September. We'll play it for the folks. We'll play a little 30-second clip. Let's play some Raining Blood. Let's play some Slayer Raining Blood. Oh, man, what's going on Twitter? That's what this podcast has come to. What's Anthony's Twitter looking like?
I don't think this is it.
It sounds like the Vanga bus.
I don't think this is it.
Yeah, it sounded a lot like the Vanga bus, like the horns. Obviously, it's not the, you know.
Oh, this might be it.
Oh, damn it. For that song requesting for Suki, I should have just said Vanga bus.
Didn't feel so bad.
Grooving. Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah, man, that's groovy. I like that.
And you can't really fuck up a masterpiece.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, man.
Huh.
That song, that's
a good song.
I can groove to that.
I can as well.
I found this playlist on Spotify called Emo Forever. first two tracks, My Own Worst Enemy,
oh,
Lit.
God.
And then It Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms
Race.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Yeah. That's a great one. Do you remember Coheed and Cambria's Welcome Home?
No.
All right. Here's another one, folks. That's What You Get, Paramore.
Yep.
The Middle, Jimmy Eat World,
yep.
Self-Esteem.
Mm-hmm.
By The Offspring. I'm Not Okay, I Promise.
Yep.
MCR.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Leap.
Oh, Fat Lip, classic. Yeah. That's the hat that's on every playlist.
Yeah, this yeah,
it's a must.
This one's got a Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card.
Dun, 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 dun.
There's
dun,
a place dun, dun, off dun, dun. Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. Oh, Savior, Rise Against.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. Little Things, Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte's good.
First Date, Blink-182.
Blink-182.
Timeless. Who else we got here, folks? Dance Dance, Fall Out Boy, Blastic.
Let me see what I've got on mine.
Yeah, this Emo Forever playlist ain't that bad, folks.
All of the light.
All of the light.
I don't think that was it.
We'll let the people decide in the comments below.
Where is my...
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
It's a good one.
It's been. Oh, man. You want to listen to some fucking Johnny Paycheck?
I'll pass.
Thanks. Oh, you know Flagpole Sitter by Sitta by Hey Harvey Danger?
I do not.
It's the, you know, you might know if you hear it, but I won't play it.
Damn, what, dude?
Let's just break down the fucking 12 songs we picked for Suki's Little Ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, the homie asked, he's like, you guys have song requests.
And we put together a little list.
I mean, I like my list.
Yeah, I like your list,
I like
too.
Your list, too. I don't know if 9 to 5 is, like, really, like, celebration music.
But. Yeah, I mean, dude, white people are going to go absolutely nuts when they hear 9 to 5. And you don't speak ill on Ms. Parton, brother.
Oh, never. Yeah. Call on Me.
That's a great one. You know, We Paid by Lil Baby featuring, I don't know if it's 442 or 42 Doug.
Yeah, I think my song requests were definitely more ignorant.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. That'd be awesome. Throw some more. Ray Shurmur.
Yeah. Shurmur. All If I Want To. Ric Flair Drip.
Bro, woo on a bitch. Plain Jane by ASAP Ferg rocks. That one's awesome.
Yeah. Mad City.
Yeah.
Go Loco by YG.
YG 400.
My bitch go loco.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, hell
yeah. Classic, bro.
Bangers, bro.
Ain't nothing but bangers.
That's all I listen to.
I don't know, man. Careless Whisper. Jorg Michael. I picked Secreto de Amor.
Uh-huh.
Just so when that plays, we can hear Fabrizio just yell Kevin at the top of his lungs.
Is it not this song?
I thought it was Secreto de Amor.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Adios Amor.
Fuck! By
this one. This song, I'm pretty sure.
Don't bore us, get us. There we go. Was that one? It wasn't this one?
You sure it's not this one?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's this one. This
okay.
is the one that gets all the Latinos in their fields, bro.
Alright, well, I guess it's too late, folks.
Yeah, you're just gonna have your version playing.
It's still a good song, it still bangs.
Oh, you ready for this shit? God damn.
Got the squeeze box going.
Fuck yeah.
This is not Dirty Little Secret.
Let me hear yours.
What? Because I'm connected to the...
Yeah, this the one.
Yeah. We'll play the intro and then I'll get you to the chorus.
Te voy a cambiar el nombre para guardar el secreto.
Sometimes I wish I
could speak Spanish, man.
Spanish, yeah.
Yeah. This music's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know what they're saying.
I just want to ja-ja-ja with all my
right.
all my Latino friends. Yeah, do you ever hear like a non-English song and you're just like, you Google translate it?
Mm-mm. I like to live in the mystery.
Gotcha. I like being ignorant.
I wouldn't say it's ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, you know, music's music, man. It's good.
As long as you feel good.
It transcends language, bro.
You can't touch music, but music can touch you.
Whoa. Whoa. Like. Man. Hello. Oh, man. 2 o'clock, folks.
And I am tired.
Yeah, I'm tired, too. Yeah, I need to eat. So.
Bitches be like,
I'm tired. Let's get that one fired up. Chills.
Ah, fuck. Okay, I'm sorry.
Bitches. Botches. Boiches. Bitches. Be like, folks, you're really going to be enthralled when you hear this.
Yeah, if you know, you know. It's
if
like,
you know, you know. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Only for the real ones.
It just be like, I'm tired.
That's a great one.
It is a good one.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Chills. Bitches be like, you mine. That's
what?
You ever seen that one?
No.
It's like, oh, all right. While we look that one up, folks, go ahead and go over to mybookie.ag. Place your first bet risk free. Use code GuysBeingDudes.
Stop doing these free ad reads. That's why we don't get sponsored.
Well, it's not going to work. They're going to go to mybookie.ag and type in GuysBeingDudes, and you know, and they're like, "Damn, I'm out $1,500," and I thought this was risk free.
All 15.
Nope, that ain't it.
Oh God.
Nope. Chills.
What are you doing, Step Bro?
Okay.
Bitches will be like, you mine. First off, I'm on parole. I belong to the state.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, he's it's the number 15 guy.
Number 15.
Number 15. Burger King foot lettuce. The last thing you'd want on your Burger King sandwich is Burger King foot lettuce.
Dude, okay, so like, I'm sure, you know, like,
I think we broke down chills before.
Yeah, dude, it's just his voice. I don't know why his narrator
reads like that.
Fucking like that.
Yeah.
But then when he talks in a normal video, he's just like, hey, what's up, guys? Like,
hey, what's up?
I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe that's like, you know, his way he can like really pronounce and enunciate everything.
Well, no, because like people, I don't know. He broke it down. He's like, I don't know why I do this. You know, it doesn't register with him that he's doing this voice.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, it's like bro, why are you talking like that? He's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just how I read things.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Based.
Yeah. I don't know. It still makes me mad.
Speaking of being based, folks, I decided this year I'm going to spend my tax return on a Glock.
So, hell yeah. Hell yeah, welcome brother. Welcome to the fucking club.
Yep. Buying a little Glock and a new chain using my tax return.
Nice, nice. So, it's get you a little 9mm.
Yep. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I mean, that goes both ways. You're going to get yourself a 9mm chain, too?
That's what I think I'm going to get.
Like a thick boy?
I'm
trying to get a 9mm chain.
No, I'm not trying to get that fucking crazy.
Because it'll be like $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, no. This one's only like $2,000.
Okay.
But I can get it 50% off because I know someone. Wah. Little Fisher Mounds link.
Works. See, I've never liked this chain link style.
Really?
Yeah, I've always been. I'm a classic. I always like the Cuban.
The Cubano's great, but that website.
5.6mm though, solid or is it gonna be like hollow?
Good question. I don't know. It's 14K gold. It's probably gonna be a nice little mix, semi hollow.
Man, I don't know. Like every time I like go to chain, like if so, like I was helping my homegirl find a chain for her man's, and I kept asking around, like, you know, when I shop for a gift for other people, it's like I would want this to be something that I would like too. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So to me, like having like a hollow chain, I'm like kind of like a cop out. I'm
motherfucker, like, your chain lame. Oh, wait, what is it? Motherfucker, you're lame and your chain hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
right.
It's, yeah, you know, it is lame to have like, you know, a hollow chain because now you're just going for the look, you know, you're not going for the value.
Right. Let's ask, folks. Let me.
Yo, Wednesday write-in? Hollow jewelry or solid jewelry?
Right. Let us know in the fucking comments, bro. Which you can do. If you listen to us on Anchor, tap on the episode. If the Q&A is there, please feel free to answer. Oh, man. How do I? Customer care, contact us. Awesome. Ooh, upcoming live concert, 21 Savage.
Ooh.
Performing Saturday, May 7th. Tap more to learn. Folks, we are intrigued. We're tapping Broccoli City Festival on RFK Campus in Washington, D.C.
Oh, full circle, though. I think next time we go to New York City, I'll definitely want to try more of the American fare. Mm-hmm. You know, the classic New York, you know, pizza.
Oh, delis. Hey, I'm walking in.
Yeah, and like the Italian spots. Definitely, that's definitely high on my list next time. So,
ooh, Gunna's going to be there. And Summer Walker.
But yeah.
Of course, Wale is going to be at a DC concert.
It's not a DC concert without him.
Without Wale, yeah. Bro, we got to move on from Wale, man.
He had his moment.
Like, DC needs to find a new rapper to hang their hat on. Like, Wale ain't it anymore.
Could be you.
Yeah. Actually, let us be the next Wale.
Oh, God.
Two podcasters from Nova.
Yeah, it's like a whole, it's a whole set, and they just hit the play button on the podcast episode.
Yeah, it's not live. They just get a DJ to come and play.
Hell yeah.
I can't imagine us doing a live show. What would that be like? You know?
It's just us, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're like, all right, real quick, like, you guys out there in the fucking audience.
You look like you know how to suck a dick. You ever suck a dick before? You know?
Let me ask you, girl, is your wife? Yeah. She ever sucked it from the back? She ever done?
She ever gave you a rusty trombone, boy? You ain't married to you have a rusty trombone. Let me tell you, folks. And the crowd's like, oh, wow, he really went there. You know? Like,
have you ever let her put something in your butt?
Yeah.
You have. Is that because your marriage is failing? Is that like your attempt at saving it?
Let me ask you. You eat her butt before or after she showers?
All right, we're getting out of hand.
Oh, you're a before or after she showers. You're a real freak, man. You know? That would be our live show, and it'd be awful.
We gotta go.
Okay. Bro, I'm getting rolling here.
Do you have any segs?
I'm trying to have segs right now. Do I have any segments?
As soon as I said it, I knew you were going to fucking pull that trigger, too.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go. This is my segment, bro.
Cowboy music.
Mm-hmm. But in Spanish.
Latino cowboy.
Now let that ride. Just yeah. If the Hoff doesn't play any songs we picked, I will be extremely pissed. So
what at the ball?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. I'll be mad. I'll be like, why the fuck did we even?
Yeah.
I put effort into this.
Yeah, me too, man. I was listening to Sweet But Psycho remixes. I'm like, what remix is just gonna get people going? And I'm like, eh, you know, you just can't stray from the classic song. So. Yeah, yeah. That's my segment. I don't have a guy of the week or, well, their guy. So,
yeah. Now that I think about it, I don't really either.
Yeah. Well, let's just not pull one out of our ass. So, all right, folks. It's been real. It's been real fun. It'd be really nice if you did the Q&A thing for the third or fourth time.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna post that. I'm gonna ask people about the jewelry thing.
Yeah, hollow. Yeah, I wish you could do three, like hollow, semi-hollow, and then, you know.
Wait, you want all three in that one chain?
Are you going to have a hollow, semi-hollow?
That's what I'm saying. Like, each link is, like, different, and you just go through the...
That'd be funny.
I feel like you just jack up the price for no reason.
Right. Yeah, the custom works. Like, actually, motherfucker, it's all three.
I want it to be solid. You know, I want to be able to tell people it's solid, but I don't want it to be as heavy.
Right. Yeah. It's like when you're getting G-checked, you can just move the chain around. Like, actually, see, this side's solid. And then when you're like...
Yeah, and you like rotate it, and you like, see, pick it up with your hand right there on the neck. It's like, oh, shit, it's heavy. And then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's totally solid. Like- yeah, and it's light as hollow and shit.
Half hollow, half solid.
Yeah. We call that a chubby, folks.
All right, we're getting on.
I'm rolling, baby. Bye. All right, bye, folks. Love you.